time to tell the neighbors that Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is on.
Well, not Charlie Evers today. He's still out with an arm injury, but Scott Spears and Glenn Coble today sitting in for Charlie. Glenn, how's it going?
It's going well. I hope that our buddy, his wing injury will get better.
Me too. It's strange not having Charlie around here.
It is,
here.
Yeah. And I miss him. I love the guy, and I miss him.
Yeah, he's fun personality to be around, yeah. and really a staple of radio here in the community for so long. And
yeah.
I was thinking yesterday how long I've been doing shows with Charlie, and I know it's well over a decade now.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you're so young.
And I'm so young. And we've still been doing it that long.
You know, Abby's better looking than Charlie, though.
Well, you know, Abby, though, we tried this morning, and I think we succeeded in the fact that I wanted to do a show that had nothing heavy.
Okay.
Because I think...
You succeed.
Yeah. I wanted just a conversation.
Sure.
Because we've done interviews, and we've done, you know, the sheriff and the mayor and the health commissioner, and we've talked coronavirus, and we've just been all over the place with that. Sometimes you just got to lighten it up. People are home. That's what we do here.
Yeah. Well, my wife asked me why I felt compelled to come in during this virus problem. She said, you really should stay home. Couldn't you call it in? Well, I suppose I could call in, but then you'd have to be here to run the board. So I said, and I also feel like I'm doing something at this time, doing something to help the American public, or at least the public here in Marion. And she said, well, what are you doing? You know, and it's a good question. You think, well, all we're doing is sitting here shooting the bull, but I think both of us have the feeling that we're helping the community cope with something that nobody wants to hear about 24/7. I hate that term, but nobody wants to hear about it all the time. And you and I give them, and you and Abby, and everybody else that's on this, there are very few people. When I've turned on, I have not heard a plethora of woe is us talk, so...
Well, I don't think we're there yet.
I hope not.
And I don't know that we will get there.
Do we still only have four here in Marion that you know
of? Last count that I heard. I just don't think that we need to come on every day. And it's on the news report.
Yeah.
You know about this. You're getting it every hour. You know about the stimulus. You know about what the EMA needs. You know there are some needs going on right now. So
sure.
You know about it. And if we get something, we will tell you about it. We're not going to... you know, hide it or push it to the side, but I think to sit there and talk about it constantly or to go off the air and only do news updates, I think is a big disservice.
I think you're absolutely right. And it also minimizes the danger of it. It builds it up so much that you're tired of hearing about it. So therefore you don't really get the news out because everybody thinks, well, that's just more crap about the coronavirus. It is a serious thing, and I think both of us consider it a serious thing.
But I didn't in the beginning.
I know
I'll be
you
honest
didn't.
About that. No, I don't.
You're
think
a young did. Guy.
No, I think if anybody goes back and listens to the tapes, and this is the great thing about taping everything, and the great thing about being in radio, if you go back to when DeWine was first having the press conferences, the first few days, everybody's show. I don't think there was a single person who didn't get on the air and say it's a bit of an exaggeration.
I didn't.
I don't know. I think if we did that first show where we... Well, we'll have an argument here.
That's fine. We do that anyway.
The first show that we did, filling in for Charlie, which was the day they closed the schools, but it was before they had closed the schools. I think if you listen to how we were talking about it, it was very cavalierly. It was not...
I hope I wasn't cavalier about it.
I think now we look back at it and say it was bad to be cavalier. But I think we all, I know that we said during that broadcast that they're not going to close schools. They're not going to close. It's not going to be that.
I always thought they were going to close the schools.
You have to listen to the tape.
I will. I'd like to hear that because I can't imagine myself thinking otherly.
I mean, now we look at it and I think we say, wow, you know.
Well, and that hindsight's always should fit.
And that's before the great toilet paper run. I mean, that morning, really, what we had was completely different. You know, it is.
Yeah.
But it's true that this was before all that.
You know, and what bothers me is that great toilet paper run is still going on. I went out to find some yesterday.
Good luck.
Right after the show, and I couldn't find any anywhere.
Well, it's strange because everybody was cavalier. Now, I don't think we were dismissive. But we were cavalier that this, because it's never happened.
Well, yeah, I suppose if you're using the term cavalier as not overly concerned, yeah.
Not overly concerned.
Yeah, we were a little more cavalier back then. I've always thought it was more dangerous than you have. But I truly believe that's a difference in our age. My wife tells me all the terrible symptoms of people that have to go into the ICU. And
but, you know, age is an interesting thing. Like Charlie, he was totally dismissive of it.
Yeah, he was. I was shocked that he was.
Yeah.
Because I would have thought he would have been very concerned because he has several underlying problems, and like most of us over 70 do. And he was quite dismissive of it initially, I think. I don't know if he is. Hey, Charlie, are you still dismissive of it?
Well, by the way, Charlie, if you're out there listening, I'm sure people would love to hear from you.
Call in. We'd love to hear how you're doing.
We'd love to hear if you're feeling any better.
Absolutely.
740-383. He knows the number.
Yeah.
9944. He doesn't tell him the number.
I think he knows the number.
He knows the number.
Hey, this is. I want people to know that this is the way my voice normally sounds, but in 15 minutes, I'll be stopped up again.
But, you know, it's just. I love to go back and listen to those tapes. I know I was cavalier, I'll admit it, because it, you know, we never had anything like that. And I thought, this sounds so dumb that this flu, that we're having press conferences every day. What is this? This is nuts.
In my heart, I always was concerned because I knew it attacked older people, and I'm an older people. And I also, I can remember things back in the day. I can remember the polio problem. I was a polio pioneer, and I can remember hearing people talk about the 1918 pandemic that they had. My mother was born in 10, and my dad was born in 08, and they had some tales about that. So I was a little bit more educated about how bad it could get.
Well, I think my attitude in the beginning was don't overreact.
Yeah, well,
that's true. You know, it's nothing. It is something, and it's going to go down as something. But just the advice is still the same. Don't panic.
Yeah.
Wash your hands. If you start to feel sick, call your doctor.
Stay away from people.
And that's it.
Yeah.
And we'll be fine.
Well, I don't think we'll be fine, but I think we'll be a lot better off than if we don't do all that.
See,
so.
I do think we'll be fine. I think people,
those that live through it,
well,
will be.
And people are dying, and I hate that. But I do think that we as a people in Marion, in our microcosm here, I think we're going to be fine. I think we've got, the hospitals are equipped. I've talked to the sheriff. I've talked to the mayor. I've talked to the, you know, health commissioner. And I feel that we are very equipped to handle this problem with inside our borders.
I think you're going to have to listen to this tape in a month.
You think?
I do. I really do.
I think it's going to get worse.
Yeah.
I'm not saying somebody won't die, but none of our cases, thank God, have ended up in the hospital.
Well, let's hope it stays that way.
Let's hope it stays that way. Yeah. But, you know, we don't want to oversaturate, so that's the point.
Have you found yourself, I know we do the obits here, have you found yourself looking at the obits or listening to them and saying, I wonder if that person died of complications?
You know, I haven't done that, but one of the weird things is I do listen to them now because I've never... For as long as I've heard obits, and I used to do the obits back at MRN.
Oh, yeah?
What a great job. Yeah, it was big fun. I've never heard, now it's every service because of medical conditions. You know, it's a private burial or only so many people are allowed in the cemetery.
Right.
Or we're postponing the burial until people can get... It's strange to hear that on an obituary report.
Yeah. I hope they don't get to the point where they have drive-by burials, where nobody can even get out and say their last adios. I hope they don't, in my case. I'm one of those people that if I don't have a funeral and I don't have a burial and I don't have any of that stuff, I'll be... fine.
Well, I think it's interesting because I do know that cemeteries are limiting the number of people you can have in there.
Yeah, and probably rightfully so.
It's a different time.
You know, and the other problem, I've wondered about things like that where they're not limiting people so that they aren't culpable. Now, if somebody would get the coronavirus and die of it because they went to a funeral that had 12 people in it instead of 10, could they be sued for allowing 12 people to come to the funeral? I mean, that's terrible to think about. But
could be.
Yeah.
Wouldn't surprise me.
This is a pretty litigious country.
Well, it is. And you know... being on the air now for about 6 years here, one of the things about taping everything since day one, I'm sure we still have our first broadcast on tape somewhere, but you know, the things that have happened in the last 6 years, we're getting to a point now where I think, and I never would have said this 6 years ago, I think this has been the most eventful 6 year period, maybe in the history of modern broadcasting. Now, that's unbelievable to say because we do have the Kennedy assassination. We do have what happened in 1968. We do have
lunar landing,
Watergate, you know, all these things. But since we've been on the air, we've had the craziest presidential election in the history of elections.
Two of them, actually.
Just the one.
I guess that's right.
So we had Trump and Hillary. We had the first woman nominated by a party to be a major candidate, Hillary. We had the first man ever elected president who was not a war hero or in public office. We had an impeachment of a president, only one of three times that's ever happened. We had the trial. We've got a pandemic, which has not happened since 1918. We have had all these things that, you know, and it's unprecedented. It's an unprecedented time in history. I think.
Has there been anything in Marion itself that's been...
Well, we found out President Harding had children. That was something big.
I suppose we're building a new edifice to President
But I just
Harding.
Think, can you imagine a bigger time for history? I mean, really, it would be very hard to take a six-year span and say that there was any bigger... more culpable time. Like I said to somebody not too long, I forget if it was Phil Donahue or not, but I said, you know, there are going to be more books written about Donald Trump than Abraham Lincoln. And that's true.
It's sad.
But it's what it is. But this pandemic and the weird presidential election, and we're going into another presidential election. It's the two oldest people who've ever run.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just been an interesting six-year period.
I would guess that the late 60s, with Vietnam going on, and the lunar landing, all the assassinations, that probably would be a time period that would rival this, though.
You think?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You didn't live...
I think this changes the world more.
Oh, you should have been alive back then.
I don't know what this will do.
It changed the world. Vietnam changed the world. The assassination of three of the most popular and...
But that wasn't a six-year period. Because Kennedy was in 63.
That's right. It was a little earlier than that. Yeah.
So
pretty close to 6 years, though.
Could be
63
close.
Through 69.
I think as far as changing the world and changing how people dealt with things and being the social media boom, I mean, that's been unbelievable.
Yes, it has. And unintelligible, too, for me anyway. I wonder why that is, that us old folks don't get it as well. I think we're afraid that if we get on and try and change something in social media, we're going to wreck our computers, which we know nothing about either. I don't know what it is.
I don't know. I think they'll look back at this period and they'll say, holy moly, what was going on? I mean, just a pandemic alone. This changed more lives than anything.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Since absolutely. And I don't even think in 1918 this changed that many lives because there weren't that many people alive.
Today we found out that over 3 million people filed for unemployment.
3 million.
Over 3 million.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, and
it's going
to and they're going to get 100% of the benefits. That's what I heard.
Is it 100%?
I think from Schumer, that's what I heard. The change has been made. You know what? We're going to break here,
but
we're going to come back and get off this and go
we've done
play
enough.
Family Feud. We did our news update.
All right.
And we still don't know if seniors are going to get it or not. If anybody knows, let us know. 740-383.
Charlie, do you know because of you, more Marian residents know that flipping the bird was invented in 320 BC than in any other county in America?
Yes, but I didn't tell you the rest of the story.
What's that?
At 320 BC, in 1 minute, the fat lip was invented.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is gonna help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth, spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
And here we are, Glenn Coble and Scott Spears filling in for Charlie Evers. And
did
now
you forget your name there for a moment?
No, I took a breath.
Okay.
I got I'm sighing now that Abby's gone. I got a chance to breathe again.
She's
now that
a lot
she's
better
out of
looking
studio.
Than I am.
She just talks and talks and talks and talks.
Oh, I love
God
her.
Bless
I think
her
she's
heart.
Great.
Now, we had a subject yesterday on the Family Feud.
Yeah, and we still have two.
We
right?
still have two. Boy, you got a good memory on that one.
Yes, that's the only thing I can remember.
Do you remember the topic?
No.
The topic was, what's something you might see on the ground in a messy room?
Yeah.
Now, we got the number one answer, toys, number two, clothes, and number six, food and wrappers. We have three answers left.
I thought we had only two.
Well, you were
left.
Wrong. I gave
can't
you credit.
Be wrong.
I know. I gave you credit and you're wrong. So we have toys, clothes, and food and wrappers. What are the other three? Name something you find on the ground in a messy room. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944.
And we do know it's not dust bunnies.
We do know.
Or dust.
There was a lot of talk yesterday about dust and dust bunnies.
Yeah, yeah.
I was surprised about that.
I always, when I see a dust bunny, I always wonder if it's my grandpa or my grandma coming or going.
Dust bunnies are people?
Well, we all turn into dust, so...
Oh, that's right. It's ashes to ashes, dust to dust.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely. What's something you might see on the ground in a messy room? One is toys, two is clothes, six is food and wrappers.
We had a lot of good answers yesterday.
Yeah,
we were wrong.
Yeah, but we don't know what the other three are here. Three, four, and five. Food and wrappers was the last answer.
I'm certain that one of those... somebody's going to give and you're going to say that's right and then I'll remember that they gave it yesterday.
Well, it's interesting. I'm surprised that we don't have the three here because they're not obscure things that would be on the floor in a messy room. But does anybody know what they are?
You did say toys, right?
Yep, toys was number one, clothes was number two, food and wrappers was number six. What are the middle three? 740-383-9944.
Thinking caps on, everybody. Let's go. Let's figure it out.
This might be an extremely difficult one. I don't know.
Well, it's so far it has been.
So far, it's been a stumper. Well,
we only gave them 12 minutes yesterday to figure it out. And usually it takes at least 15 minutes and sometimes a whole half hour.
Takes a little bit of time.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
But we do have a smart crowd.
We do have a smart crowd. Thank goodness.
Okay, the smartest person, call in now because we need an answer.
Maybe they've all went back to bed this morning.
If I could have, I would have.
Do you think people are depressed during this whole thing?
I think they are.
They could be.
And
I
think
know.
They've been talking heads have been talking about depression during this time. And I don't think you should be depressed, but I understand why you are. I rarely get depressed. Do you get depressed?
Not really.
Yeah. I wouldn't think you would did. I don't know. I was lucky, and you were lucky. We were born without the depression bone.
Yeah, but I don't know what that is, though. I don't know if that's just... See, I'm an optimistic person.
Me too.
I always believe that good times are around the corner. That's my belief.
Okay.
Go ahead, caller.
Do you find money on the ground?
Ooh, I hope so.
You know what? Money is not an answer, but that's a really good guess.
Yes.
Thank you.
I love that answer.
Not money, but that's a good answer.
Have you ever found money on the ground?
Not that I'm willing to talk about.
I didn't say steal money.
Well, you know.
I found $21 when I was about, I guess I was about 12 years old. And it was in an old nylon stocking. And obviously some little old lady had put it in there and lost it out of her
purse. Do people wear pantyhose anymore?
I think so.
Do you remember when you used to go into the store and they would have those pantyhose displays?
No.
Oh yeah. The grocery store used to sell pantyhose.
They had the displays on a mannequin,
like a rolling cart.
No.
What was the pantyhose company? There used to be a company that sold pantyhose.
I have no idea.
Big company.
I have no idea.
Wonder why girls don't wear pantyhose anymore.
Well, you know, one of the reasons why I don't go to what is it called? That place that sells wings that has the pretty girls in it with the big breasts.
Whoa, Glenn!
You can say breasts.
Oh, my gosh. Turn the radio off. Go ahead, caller.
How about coat hangers?
Coat hangers.
Coat hangers. Coat hangers is not on the list, but that's a good guess.
Yeah, because they don't pick them up when they fall.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I understand that. Thank you.
And they're dangerous to your feet if you step on one.
Glenn, what are you saying over there? Well, now, don't say that again.
What is the name of that bar where they sell wings and the...
Now, stop.
What?
Just don't do that again.
Well, those ladies wear really short shorts and really tight clothes. And they still wear pantyhose.
Does this have to do with... Because they're wearing pantyhose?
It's kind of a turnoff anymore.
Pantyhose?
Yeah, it's kind of...
What is this bar? What are they doing?
They're serving wings.
Apparently, among other things. Go ahead, caller.
Like a remote?
A remote's a good answer, but it's not there. Not a remote.
Huh.
Thank you.
Judging from the sound of that last caller, I better clean this act
you
up.
You better. My gosh, Glenn.
Sorry
Holy
about
moly.
That, Mom.
I don't even know what you're talking about. What restaurant? What does it begin with?
The word I'm thinking is wrong, so I'm not going to...
What word are you thinking?
Well, I can't say it on the air.
It's not clean?
No.
What does it have to do with?
I don't know. I'll think of it, and I'll get back to you on this. I'm going to mail this one in, which reminds me, I guess we're going to be able to mail our votes in.
Apparently.
That would be quite interesting.
What's something you might see on the ground in a messy room?
Huh.
Number one answer is toys.
I got one.
Number two is clothes. Number six is food and wrappers. What are 3, 4, and 5?
3, 4, and 5?
3, 4, and 5.
So we have 1, 2, and 3.
We have... No.
No.
We have 1, 2, and 6.
Six. Six. Gotcha.
1, 2, and 6. Go ahead, caller.
Number six is food and wrappers.
Go ahead.
Dishes?
Not dishes, but that's a good guess.
Boy. Great guesses.
Well, if you're going to have food on the floor, you might as well have dishes.
Yeah, I mean, the food might be on the dishes. Oh, boy.
Pie crust. Have you ever been to the Tilted Kilt?
This place is like that.
Oh, boy.
That I'm thinking about.
Have you ever been to that?
No, sir.
No?
No.
Well, how do you know it's like it?
Well, I've heard.
That's not a bad place.
I have been to one of those bad places.
That's a bad place?
No, not that one, but the really bad ones.
Irish. It's Irish.
It's Irish, okay.
Irish. They all wear kilts there.
Okay.
That's why it's called the Tilted Kilt.
I bet they're short kilts, too.
Go ahead, caller.
Silverware?
Not silverware.
Boy, he's...
No. No, he's on the food.
We're coming in with good answers that are... I'm trying to think what my daughter would have had on her floor in college, because she was a pig.
Just lay it out.
Oh, it was terrible.
We're looking for things you might see on the ground in a messy room. Things you might see on the ground in a messy room. Number one is toys. Number two is clothes. Number six is food and wrappers.
And we've ruled out pantyhose.
Yeah. I don't think people wear pantyhose anymore.
I know I don't.
Pantyhose have went by the wayside in life. Holy Moses. Go ahead, caller. No trash, but that's a good guess, too.
Yeah, that's kind of a general catch-all for a dirty room. Everything there is trash, right?
Right, I would say so.
Yeah. So he's, or he or she, I'm not sure.
Or it's he.
He was right. But it's not one of the answers. Matter of fact, I think all of the answers that that person has given have been right, but they're just
good
not
answer,
the ones
sure.
On the list.
We're looking for something you might see on the ground in a messy room.
Okay.
Toys, clothes, and food and wrappers are out.
Huh.
So what is something we can have? Go ahead, caller.
Pop cans.
No pop cans.
Oh, you're
That's
kidding.
That's a good guess, though.
Oh, darn.
I know. What a thing.
Probably beer cans, not pop cans.
Do you know what Glenn is what restaurant Glenn's talking about here with the pantyhose?
No, I don't.
Neither do I. I'm lost. Thank you, caller.
My wife's going to give me all sorts of crap.
I don't know. I wish I knew what you were talking about.
I will remember it, and you will say, oh, that one. Yeah.
Okay.
Like your Tilted Kilt thing.
The Tilted Kilt. Charlie went to the Tilted Kilt for, I think, his 80th birthday.
Oh, my.
Oh,
glad
yes.
He's still alive.
Go ahead, caller.
How about blankets or sheets?
No sheets, no.
Huh.
No blankets here.
Appliances? You know, the sheets are probably on the window of that nasty house, but...
Appliances?
What was the second one?
Hello?
I think we got him on the air and got
on
it on
and
the
off.
Air in the background, too.
Yeah, hear us. I was going to listen to us for a while there and see what happened.
Yeah, see if we were any good.
See if we're doing good there. Gee, Louise. Go ahead, caller.
Jewelry?
No jewelry. No,
yeah.
No. Unfortunately not. Good guess, though. No jewelry.
Jewelry. Yeah, you'd pick that up, I think.
Diamonds?
Yeah, I'd pick it up.
You know, should you give the engagement ring back if you don't marry?
That's a great
question. Isn't that a good question?
Yeah,
I don't know. If you have any opinions on that, let us know. Go ahead, caller.
How about dishes?
Dishes?
Yeah, we had that earlier.
We had dishes. No dishes.
No dishes, yeah.
No dishes today.
Yeah, I think that there probably would be some dishes. You know, paper plates, maybe. Not porcelain.
Everybody's stuck in the food.
Yeah.
People are filthy.
Yeah.
Filthy people.
Yikes.
Hi, la, la, yeah.
And no cockroaches.
Go ahead, caller.
Books and magazines.
You know, that's... no, but that's close to one of the answers.
Newspapers.
That's really close. No newspapers, but you're on the right track.
How can you be really close and not hit that?
Books and magazines. What might... Okay, I'll give some hints here in a second.
Okay.
Because we're not doing very well.
No.
Go ahead, caller.
I missed the last caller, but books, maybe?
No books, but that's a very good guess.
You're very close.
You're very close.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Man.
Now, here's the...
we have nice people on our show.
Unlike you and
other than you and I.
Man. Let's see what we got here. Go ahead, caller.
Shoes and or socks?
No shoes and socks. And I thought that was a good answer. No,
yeah.
Sorry.
How about Hooters?
Yes,
Hooters.
That's the place. Thank you.
Oh, got it. Thank
you're welcome.
You. Oh, that relieves my soul. I couldn't remember the name of that. Yes, and I don't like...
Hooters?
I don't like their outfits,
Glenn.
Because they wear pantyhose under the short shorts.
Oh, my word. What kind of show is this? We're in a pandemic.
I'm sorry.
Holy Moses. Go ahead, caller.
Magazines.
Not magazines, but that's a good guess.
We're getting a lot of people saying that type of thing.
Stay with us.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Have you stopped worrying about the pandemic yet?
I don't care about the pandemic right now. I got other things on my mind. You know, I'm worried about all those girls from the Tilted Kilt. What are they doing during this whole pandemic? Go ahead, caller.
Your cell phone and your cell phone charger.
Ooh, that's good, but that not on the list, surprisingly. Good guess, though.
I thought he hit it on the head there.
All right, we got a minute here, and then we're going to break for a minute, and we're going to come back. But here is some guesses on this. One is something a school-aged child might throw on the floor. A school-aged child might throw on the floor. Go ahead, caller.
Tissues or wire hangers?
No, the good guess, though. That's a good one, too.
Yeah, we had hangers before, but the tissues.
Tissues are a good guess.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Something a school-age child might throw on the floor. One is
a tantrum.
Just something. Actually, two of them are school-age. That school-age children would probably throw on the floor of their bedroom.
Okay.
Like elementary, maybe high school.
Okay.
Think about it. We're going to break. Come back in 1 minute. Don't go anywhere.
From NBC News, this is Today with Matt Lauer and Meredith Vieira.
Wow, that was a special morning doing the opening for the Today Show in 2011.
Yes, but you know what? There was a downside.
What was that?
Having to share a dressing room with Willard Scott. Smucker jars everywhere.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Three, two, one. Oh, no. Which button am I...
When every second counts, you can't wing it.
Guys, a little help up here?
In a home fire, you may have less than 2 minutes to get out. So make a family home fire escape plan. Then practice home fire drills at least twice a year so everyone knows what to do when they hear... Prepare your family at ready.gov/firedrill. Brought to you by FEMA, the Ag Council, and Make Safe Happen.
Glenn and Scott filling in for the icon, Charlie Evers, as he's on a little leave for an injury to his arm. Go ahead, caller. Are you there, caller?
Homework papers.
Is, okay, if you're doing homework, what might be something you would have with you?
Notebooks.
Close. Right on top of it. Close.
I'm stumped too, listener.
What was that? If you were going to get a notebook out to do your homework, what else would you need?
Pencils.
Oh, okay. Oh, I hope they're not sharpened.
Pencils.
I would definitely step on
four those. People said pencils. You got it. Thank you.
Yes, great.
Pencils. But there is one more item that has to do with school-age children. It's something only a school-age child would throw on the floor. Go ahead, caller.
Backpack?
Backpack.
Oh, my goodness. Of course.
13
great answer.
People said backpack. You have got it.
Yeah.
Hey, good thinking. Who's that?
Emma.
Emma.
Yay. Way to go, Emma. Thank you.
All right.
Emma,
you
got it.
You were wrong.
I was wrong about that, yes. But there's one answer left.
Oh, my.
Now, this one is just has to do with the floor.
Maybe Emma will come up with the answer.
It's just a floor.
Just the floor?
It's just something to do with the floor.
Okay.
Go ahead, caller.
Did anybody guess homework?
Yeah,
but we got homework.
And that was correct, wasn't it? Well, it's semi-correct.
Pencil.
Yeah.
Pencil.
Why is the phone for a short time? So
oh, no, don't leave the phone.
How about stuffed animals?
That's a good one.
Stuffed animals, but that's a good guess.
My daughter had those all over the place.
There's one has to do more with the floor. What is on the floor?
Your drunk uncle.
No. If you have a floor,
I'm
what
sorry,
might
Emma.
Be on the, what might be what might be on the floor?
Hopefully not the nails sticking up.
What kind of house do you live in? Go ahead, caller.
Stain?
Stain.
Oh, not a stain, but that's a good guess.
Yes, it is a good guess.
No, you could stain one of these, though.
Oh.
Oh, yes. You have a drunk uncle and nails sticking out of your floors. What is that?
To all my uncles who have passed, by the way, I have no uncles left alive.
Is your family
I'm
Irish?
Sorry.
Irish?
No, Welsh.
Irish boy there. Nails and drunk uncles.
You know, they ask that on the census thing.
I filled out the census yesterday.
Yeah, we filled ours out. I was a little disappointed they asked if I was Hispanic.
I didn't want to go to the pokey.
Yeah, I didn't either. I thought they weren't going to ask your
nationality. Can you imagine going to jail? What are you, murder, robbery? Well, I didn't fill out the census.
Yeah.
What a thing.
You better not tell them that.
Go ahead, caller.
How about crayons?
Not crayons.
Yeah, that would be interesting to step on a crayon.
There's another one of those words. Crayons, crayons.
Well, I've always said crayons. I don't know.
It is crayons, isn't it? C-R-A-Y-O-N-S.
You've corrected me on everything else. I thought I was wrong again.
I bet a few of my drunk aunts would be hanging around on the floor.
Your drunk aunts.
My drunk aunts. There you go. What's something on the floor? Now, something that could be stained and something that has to do with basically the floor.
How about drunk ants? You might have
to, like little ants, insects,
little ants
drunk,
stumbling all over the floor.
Stumbling and bumbling ants. What do you know? Go ahead, caller.
A hair.
Not hair, but that's a good
one.
Yeah,
that would go along with like the dust and stuff, I think. But yeah, good one.
After a good fight, you might have some hair on the ground.
Yeah.
This is something that could be stained. Stained. It has more to do with the floor. It's a floor.
Okay. I was thinking the door, but you can stain the door.
Something you might find on the ground in a messy room. This pen cup is right in the middle of my view of this clock. Go ahead, caller.
A throw rug?
Close. What? if you didn't have a rug, what might you have on the floor?
A throw rug.
Right. But if you didn't have rugs in your house, what? If you didn't have rugs, what would be on the floor?
What would be on the floor, Di, if you didn't have rugs? Towels?
Not towels. This would be something you would... If you were decorating your house and you didn't want to put rugs down, you might put this on the floor.
And you can stain it.
And you can stain it. A lot of people have to go to the store to get a cleaner. to clean up the stain.
Oh, my.
From your drunk uncle who stepped on a nail and...
How about a dead animal?
Go ahead, caller.
Is it a carpet?
It is a carpet.
A carpet.
A carpet.
Well, isn't that what a rug is?
No, a rug's not a carpet.
Okay.
All right. Hey, thank you, Emma.
We're going to have to go into that. I think a rug is a carpet. I think that lady was right.
This is carpet.
Yeah.
But it's not a rug.
Well, I call it a rug.
You call this a rug?
Yeah, I'm kind of stupid.
Go ahead, caller. Are you there, caller?
Oh, we got them all, and
they
hung up.
So, what's something you might see on the ground in a messy room? Toys, clothes, backpack, floor, carpet, pen, pencil, food, and wrappers.
Why would a carpet be on a messy in a messy room?
I don't know. I didn't take the survey. All right, next survey, 52 minutes past the hour. Here we go.
All right.
Name a reason a teacher might want to talk to a student's parents.
Ooh, I hated that when they said they wanted to talk to
them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 of these.
I know one of them that I did that probably isn't on there. I threw a kid down a stairwell.
Gee whiz. What kind of anger issues did you have?
Well, He did a bad thing to me.
What did he do?
He stuck me with a knife.
Stuck you with a knife?
Yeah.
Jeez, where'd you go to school, Haiti?
South Bend Central. It was kind of a rough school.
Where'd he stick the knife at?
Right above my eye.
My gosh. Holy moly. Go ahead. You went to school in West Side Story.
It was
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Acting out in class.
Acting out in class is number 2. 16 people.
Ah. Well, that would be what I did. I was always the class clown. How about you? I bet you were a class clown.
I was funny, but I got good grades.
No, I didn't get bad grades.
I got good grades. I, was there. I did what I was told.
Yeah.
Go ahead, caller. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Because you're being disrespectful?
Let's see here.
Disrespectful.
Disrespectful. That is not on the list, but a good answer.
Yeah, that's a good answer. That was one of those things that my kids always got in trouble for, being disrespectful to
me. Would that be acting out, though?
Yeah, I guess maybe he had Emma had it right. The first caller said acting out.
Give us a call back, 740-383-9944. Name a reason a teacher might want to talk to a student's parents. Go ahead, caller.
Not doing their homework.
You know what? Not doing homework, yes, is number five on the list.
Had
eight
to be
people.
On there. Had to be.
Yes,
on
thank you.
I never did my homework. Did you do your homework?
You know, I always did it in school. I never took it home.
Yeah, I did it in school, too.
Yeah,
if,
that was
if
a weird
I had
thing.
To. If I was panicked.
My parents didn't even know I was alive for the first 12 years of my life. I don't know. Go ahead,
Carla. That's your problem.
That's my problem. You know, somebody told me one time, they said, you know, you weren't your mother's favorite and you weren't your father's favorite. Maybe the neighbor liked me. I don't know. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Because you're gifted?
Ooh.
Because you're gifted.
Well, that might be a reason, but that's not a negative reason.
No, not a negative, but it's a good guess. I feel like Richard Dawson. Good guess. Good
yeah.
guess. Name a reason a teacher might want to talk to a student's parent. Well, it doesn't say negative.
I think Emma must be gifted.
Must be. Playing right along here. On the Family Feud, name a reason a teacher might want to talk to a student's parents. We've got acting out. That was number two. And not doing the homework. That was number five. What else do we got here? Go ahead, caller.
I guess fighting or bullying other
that
kids.
That has to be on there.
Fighting and bullying are not on the list.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness.
Not on the list.
Well, I guess that would be...
Okay.
Thank you.
That would include throwing somebody down a stairwell,
I would definitely say that's a bully.
I was not being bullied.
Were they okay?
Eventually.
Oh, man. Did they break something?
No. Mm-mm.
Were they bruised?
Yeah. Bruised
how
and
big
bloody.
How many stairs?
Oh, I'd guess there were 12, 15.
Man.
Yeah.
Why didn't you just punch them?
I always threw people when I was mad at them.
Go ahead, caller.
What about if your kid is sick?
Kid is sick?
Yeah.
Sick is not on the list.
Yeah, but you would. Yeah.
That would be a reason.
Yeah, it would be a reason. No, I for some reason or other, I rarely had a fight, but the very first fight I remember, I picked the Panis brothers got me mad, and I picked one of them up and threw them on the ground.
Go ahead, caller.
Bad grades.
Bad grades, number one.
Oh, really?
44 people said bad grades.
Good guess, Bob.
Thank you. We've got number one, bad grade. Number two, acting out and not doing homework is number five. What are the others? A reason a teacher might want to talk to your parents. Holy mackerel. Go ahead, caller.
Because you're sleeping in class.
Ooh.
Sleeping in class is number seven.
Excellent.
You've got it. Four people said sleeping in class. Absolutely. Thank you.
I never did that.
Not that I can remember.
Being a minister's kid, if I fell asleep while my dad's sermon was going on, I got in deep trouble.
I think I fell asleep in study hall.
I might have.
Go ahead, caller.
I was going to say absent from class, missing school.
Skipping class?
Yeah.
Yep, that's number three.
Yep.
10 people said skipping class. Thank you. Well, we've got through four or five of these now, so we only have two left.
You don't have kids, so you don't have to ever do this.
No, but I was a kid once.
Yeah, I'm a teacher. Yeah, that's right.
Go ahead, caller.
Because you're on your phone during class?
Ooh.
Not on the phone. That's a good one.
That can't possibly be allowed.
You'd be surprised now.
Really?
The rules are a little different.
Oh, my.
Name a reason a teacher might want to talk to a student's parents. Two answers left of the seven. We've got five of them here. What's the other two? Go ahead, caller.
Because you're eating in class?
Ooh.
Nope, no eating.
No.
No,
no
eating.
Left that food on the floor in that last house.
There's a lot of food on the floor in that last house.
You know what I did when I was a kid? I loved listening to baseball. And so I bought a transistor radio, if you remember those. And I would plug it in and I would listen in earphones.
Ah.
I didn't get caught.
Go ahead, caller.
Improper clothing?
Not improper clothing.
Oh, yeah.
No, but that's a good one.
That's, you're showing your age there. I remember,
if you've been over to the Tilted Kilt, you would never get into a school. Not a chance.
We had a guy, we had a principal that if you didn't wear a belt, you had to go home.
Boy, that's a little strict.
It was strict.
What if you wore, suspenders?
I don't know. I don't think anybody ever did.
Nobody ever pressed him on that, huh?
Did you get a call there?
It's ringing, but I think we're having trouble getting through. Give us a call.
Okay.
740-383-9944. Dial those digits, 740-383-9944. We can probably get one more call in here before we go to break. And we're going to do this after break, so stay tuned. It's just going to be news and weather, and we'll come back. Go ahead, caller.
Disruptive in class.
Acting out, I think.
Yeah, acting out would be what
yep.
that would be.
Oh, okay, I didn't hear that one.
We can probably get one more. 740-383-9944. Why might a teacher want to talk to a student's parents? What might the reason be? We all want to know. Go ahead, caller.
Was that...
Is it what?
That can't be the answer.
Because you're failing.
What's that?
Because you're failing.
Failing?
Ooh.
You're failing.
A failing. No, not on the list.
Oh.
No. No, thank you, though. We'll be back in about 10 minutes. Don't go anywhere. Charlie Evers and Marianne Michaels. Marianne, what, 30 years in Marion City Schools?
Yes.
Did you ever think you'd live to see the day?
No. I mean, that was atrocious, I think. Absolutely horrible. No, never had anything like that. I'll tell you what, I can't ever think of a student that I didn't like.
Yeah.
And I mean that sincerely.
Well, you know, it's funny, though, because Mary Ellen Withrow was in here last week, and we talked about one of the biggest obstacles she will face is because they're hard.